to you, Pharisees, and woe to you, scholars of the law. I'm going to tell you something. With the way that this year has been going, I'm getting a little tired of hearing Jesus warn of death and destruction. With the pandemic, the news media is telling us every day that we're going to die. Or the election, the news media is telling us that no matter which side wins, we're going to die. I just heard today's words proclaim, and I say, well, Jesus, well, whatever. Honestly, as I read the Gospels of these weeks, I have to tell you that we will need to take a different attitude, or they'll just drag us down further from what we feel already. And to tell you the truth, maybe the attitude that we will need to take is the one Jesus wanted us to have in the first place from these readings. One thing we must change is our attitude. In our attitude is to believe that in these passages, Jesus is not calling us to be afraid of God or warning us about God. Jesus is not saying God is right around the corner and he's out to get you. Rather, Jesus is warning us about missing out on life, the joy-filled gift of life that we have all been given. Jesus has been telling us all along in these readings, choose life. Choose living in the kingdom of God. God has given you the kingdom of heaven already. Stop trying to earn it. Stop trying to be saved. You are saved already. To be ready for the Master to arrive, you have to live in the present moment of love. Here's the way I see it. When you live in a loving home, be it with your spouse, with your parents, your brothers, or your sisters, after a long day, you're tired and you're driving back home. You come into the door of your home and you step in. You're not expecting to prove that you're worthy. You're not expecting to prove that you belong. But rather, you come in craving that sense of love, of belonging, and a home that you naturally cherish. That is what coming into the kingdom of heaven is supposed to be like. In the words of St. Catherine of Siena, it's heaven all the way to heaven and hell all the way to hell. Or as another person raised in the Jewish faith said, my rabbi told me that God gave us everything to enjoy, and we are going to be judged on how much we enjoyed it. In the pandemic malaise we were in, it is particularly hard not to look at these several readings and see them as a threat about the future. But rather, we should see them as an invitation to live now. They are a request to see past events and how they affect us. Jesus does use some strong words, and they are meant to upset the social order of Jesus' time, a social order where a punitive God held the people in control and the spiritual authorities held the key to the kingdom. Jesus is telling us God and the kingdom are much more like a loving family who sit and wait for the mom or dad to come home after a hard day's work, where the excitement is just being together again and sharing the joys and sorrows of the day, sharing in love and intimacy. Imagine coming home, and your home, you come and there's God right there laughing and crying with you as you tell everyone each adventure of the day. That's the kingdom of God.